In that final burst of blossom, in the clarity of early morning air, even the wasp, its mandibles skewering aphids from the fleshy cusp of the daylily drones, everyone is alone. Sometimes friends, if they ramble this world, begin to puff like gods. So he and I, our wind suffocating summer's last swales, much as the night 140 years before, Hooker's squadrons, on a last sortie, sucked life from 200, caught between the corn cribs and North Wood. But robbing cradles hardly scratches that itch, and we, bloated too, sallowed on wealth, must, even in early daylight, warble through our jowls, in hope we can reambush innocence, or, lacking that, assault a church. Here, we two are safer apart. Boots echo on the hardwood. Stern, straight-backed benches broach the question directly. Who do you think you are? A polished wooden table sits beyond the potbelly stove and waits an answer in writing. On that man-silent September sunrise, nature still spoke freely to itself, but by day's end, even the birds, struck so dumb, refused to sing, nor would they return next spring. Square frame, equilateral roof, eight windows, center doors, symmetrical as heaven, it will do.